Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to Cecil's Car Care Show. We have been around thanks to the help we get from Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. What do we figure, Dan? It's getting real close to 30 years, but who's counting, right?
Isn't that right? Who's counting?
Wow.
30 years isn't as long as it used to be, Denny. I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know. It's really compressed, but time does fly. And speaking of flying, it flies here, too, when Dan visits us every Saturday morning. If you have any kind of a car care question, you have to bring it in to your favorite dealer, your favorite shop, and you want to know ahead of time what could be ailing. Why don't you call or text Dan? Just one number to do either, 651-461-9226. And keep in mind, Dan takes his leave about 7:45 just ahead of Jack Farrell's Wine Chat. So don't wait if you have an issue and you want to see if you can't get some analysis from Dan. Again, call or text 651-461-9226. Before I mention my visit to Lloyd's this past week, I've got a text. Dan, let's see if we can't help this person out first. 2014 F-150, they have a front strut leaking. The dealer's telling me I should replace struts in pairs. Can I replace just one, or will that cause problems, is the question.
Well, it probably won't cause problems. I agree with the dealer. You should replace struts in pairs. You're driving right now with one strut that's leaking, which means one of the struts is working better than the other strut. And if you replace just the one leaking strut, you'll be back to another situation where, of course, the brand new strut is going to work better than the old strut. So you've got a mismatch pair on there now. If you replace just one of them, you'll still have a mismatch pair. Will it cause any problems? Probably not. I mean, it probably would be fine. But I would agree with the dealership that you should replace struts in pairs.
Okay. I know the temperature, you know, it's 28 now, and when I was at Lloyd's Automotive this past week getting an oil change, the temperature was a little bit warmer. And I remember talking to Nick as you were doing some work, and I said, you know, looking at that engine compartment, it's kind of dusty. I think I want to wipe that. Well, no sooner than I had said that than you've got the hose out, and you're cleaning up my engine compartment. Now, I've always been hesitant to do that very thing. Maybe I've heard horror stories. What's the story on that? Because it looks great now, but you kind of did it not forcefully, right?
Right. Well, actually, I started with the process because your battery cables were starting to grow that green hair. And so I wanted to get all of that rinsed off and cleaned off so that your battery cables are good for the winter. And then, of course, as I'm rinsing that off, all of a sudden the battery looks so nice, I thought I better make the rest of the engine compartment look the same. So, as you look under the engine compartment, most of what's there is plastic covers. Most of what you're looking at is plastic covers. And so I think you notice that I rinsed it off lightly. Especially around the engine compartment or the engine itself. I did a pretty light rinse around any electrical stuff. I did a pretty light rinse, and then around the fenders and the cowling below the windshield and all of the stuff up in front of the radiator, I rinsed much more aggressively. And then when I got all done, I simply took a rag and wiped off all the spots that I could get at that were easily accessed. And in the process of polishing all that, when we're all done, it looks great.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as you're driving down the road on a rainy day, your engine compartment is certainly getting full of rain and mist and water. And so all of the connectors under the car are weather pack connectors. In other words, they're sealed connectors, and all of the components are in sealed things. So, you know, they're designed to withstand a certain amount of water. If I tried hard, I could spray it hard enough to get some water in somewhere where it didn't belong. But the idea is to just kind of lightly mist it and rinse it off and make it look brand new again. And it did. And I was happy about that. And I was glad you just kind of lightly mist it and rinse it off and make it look brand new again. And it did. And I was happy about that. And I was glad you were happy
when
we were done.
Now, before we take a call from Charlie, a listener, was that hot water when you were using?
Well, it got hot, but no, it didn't start.
It takes a little while
for the hot water to get through the hose. Hot water works best.
Yeah.
By the time I was done, it was hot water. But no, when I started, it was you know, just the temperature of the water in the hose.
A final question about batteries, terminals. Is there something to be, can a listener put something on, some kind of protective stuff on those battery posts?
You can, and I don't. I think it's better just to, from time to time, clean them off, rinse them off and clean them off and keep it clean. There is a spray that you can put on to try and seal the battery cables so that they, you know, they don't get exposed to the air and to the elements to cause that corrosion. But again, I don't, I think it, I prefer to just keep them clean.
Keep them clean.
That's what I do.
All right. Let's take a phone call this morning. Charlie's been waiting there in Lakeville to ask you a question. Charlie, thank you. What's your question for Dan?
Gentlemen, good morning. 2017 XTF Cadillac. I switched out the license plate lights with LEDs about a year ago, and now they're flickering, not simultaneously, but here and there they go off, they boom on, and they flash. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I think you probably have some bad... That sounds like a failing LED bulb, and that's kind of what they do, the way they work. They will flash like that. They're different than a fluorescent bulb or an incandescent bulb, and the LED has a way of flashing like that when they're failing. So, and I actually find that quite often on aftermarket type components like that, LED lights and stuff like that, or that are different colors or brighter or whatever. They work great. You know, take care of what you're interested in taking care of, but they seem to have a short life span. So I think probably you could check on the warranty, see if they'll warranty the bulbs for you. Otherwise, I think if you replace them again, you'll be back in business for another year or so.
Excellent. All right. Hang on, Dan. We'll take a quick break here. Be right back. We've got a bunch of text messages that have just flown in as well. Any kind of a car care question, call or text 651-461-9226. Right now in the Twin Cities, we're at 28 degrees. We may hit 31 today. As far as your Sunday goes, about the same. Clouds in near 31. Again, right now on CCO this Saturday, 28 degrees. Stay with us. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You know, I say it again, I love to visit Lloyd's Automotive, you know, just to go there, but you've got such great surroundings, shopping, coffee shops, things like that. It's kind of like a whole adventure. Tell everybody where you're located, Dan.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you come over and visit, Denny. We love it when you come. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria on Grand Avenue. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 1-6.
Very good. We'll get you that number before Dan leaves us, which is close to 7:45 or so this morning. Call or text your car care question at 651-461-9226. Like Mary, calling in from West St. Paul, I believe, this morning. Thanks, Mary. What's your question for Dan?
I have a 2015 Toyota Camry. I have lost my car key, the fob to my car. Where can I go? Where different places that I can go to get a replacement and approximate costs?
You know, I don't know how much it costs. I'm not sure. But I think that the key fobs are certainly available from the Toyota dealership. So that's a great place for you to go. Bear in mind that the key fob will have to be programmed at some level. And I'm not sure on a 2015 Camry if you have the smart key system or whatever. But at some level, the key fob needs to identify itself with your car. And so there's sometimes a simple mechanical process that we go through to re-identify those. Sometimes it's a more complicated reprogramming that requires hooking it up to the computer and introducing the components to each other, and that gets a little bit more complicated. Dependent upon the system that you have, the first one I described, if it's just a handshake like, hey, here I am, know who I am, that's pretty simple and pretty inexpensive. The other one's a little more complicated and gets a little bit more expensive.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Mary. Here's a text, Dan. It says, my daughter has gone off to college and left her VW Golf in the garage. Is there anything I should do to help it along this winter for storage?
Well, we've talked about this a lot in the past. If you're storing a vehicle, one of the options is from time to time, use it, take it out and drive it and start it at least monthly, probably more often than that, and keep it operating. That's maybe the best answer, which is, if you're going to actually store it, leave it, not touch it for the whole winter. The biggest concern is probably that the battery will go dead, which is not a big problem, except if the battery goes dead in an unheated garage, it will freeze and it'll wreck the battery. So you need to keep that in mind. The best thing to do would be to take the battery out of the vehicle and, store it someplace where it won't freeze. But I'm sure that if you go look at the battery, you'll see that looks like a complicated process too. So another option would be to get a battery tender, not a trickle charger, but a battery tender, because a battery tender will keep the battery fully charged for the winter, but it will not overcharge the battery. In other words, it'll shut off when the battery is at full charge. And then as the battery goes down a little bit, it'll turn itself back on and keep the battery fully charged. So a battery tender, and then as far as the tires and all that sort of stuff, it's probably just fine until spring when you get it out. And then in the spring, you'll need to call again, and we'll give you a list of things to do when you get the car started in the spring and after it's sat all winter.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for that. We're going to check out the CCO forecast here coming up in a moment. Here's a question, though. Good morning. It says, do you know if electric car batteries lose power when not being used?
I'm sure they do, and I don't know at what rate, but all vehicles, all batteries, all everything have a, just to keep them alive takes energy. And, of course, the energy comes from the batteries, and so over time, yes, they will lose power. Just seemingly sitting there doing nothing. So, just on that last call, that's what we were talking about. If you leave a battery in a car sitting long enough, it will eventually go dead.
Sure.
And because there are, that's just the nature of a battery and of a car.
Dan, I know I want to get to that forecast, but I don't want to leave Cheryl in Burnsville waiting through the break. So let's do that. Cheryl's on the horn from Burnsville. Thank you, Cheryl. What is your question for Dan?
I brought my car in, it was last month, for an oil change. Does that mean now that my car is okay for winter? They, you know, check the fluids and the tires and all this. Does that mean that I'm okay now for winter, or do I have to bring it in for something more before?
No, I think it's okay. I think that if you were in just a month ago, we had that vision in mind that cold weather is coming, and that vehicle will need to be ready to go for that. In the old days, we used to put different viscosity oil in winter and summer, and we don't do that anymore. It uses the same oil all year round. And so I think that if you were in, you'll be fine for winter.
Very good. Hang on, Dan. We'll have a look at that CCO forecast and be back with the remaining minutes of our Car Care Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Car Care Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good morning. Welcome back to our Car Care Show here on CCO. We're around every Saturday, thanks to folks like Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive helping you out, as he's done for so many years here. A little after the 7 o'clock news break, you'll hear us every Saturday. We appreciate your company. Of course, Dan, as usual, we have a lot of questions to get answered before we let you go today. We won't get to all of them. We'll probably save some for next week. But here's one. 2009 Lexus, high mileage, runs poorly at times, like a surging feeling. Got a computer test, says replace spark plugs and coil. Sometimes it runs good. You think, looking at your crystal ball, you think it'll run worse or stay the same if they get that job done?
Well, if somebody has diagnosed it and says that it needs an ignition coil, that's probably what's causing your problem. If a coil is misfiring, there will be a diagnostic code stored in the computer, and your check engine light will be on. So I think that if that's the case, you can trust that diagnosis. And if you have a coil misfiring, will cause a surging feeling for sure. So at a minimum, like I say, if your check engine light's on and that diagnostic code is stored in there, then you do need to replace that coil. And the spark plugs are probably a maintenance item. They're probably due, but the misfire would need to be fixed.
Okay. Here is a 2014 Chevy Equinox four-cylinder that when the tester first starts it runs rough. And then it smooths out after about a minute. I just had a tune-up, they say. My mechanic said they couldn't find anything with a diagnostic check. Do you have any guesses why that may be rough at first?
Well, I don't have any guesses. The diagnostic check is what I would recommend. And they were unable to find something with that. I think the fact that it runs okay shortly after startup, maybe the best answer is to, and I'm assuming the check engine light is not on, or they would have found that. Maybe the best way to go right now is to give it a little bit of time and see if it straightens itself out, or if things get worse, or if the check engine light comes on. Certainly if the check engine light comes on, then, like I say, there'll be a diagnostic code stored in there, and that'll give them some direction to go as to what's going on and causing your trouble.
Let's see here. We have time for one or two more. 2005 Lincoln Aviator 4.6 V8 ignition coil D or cylinder 4 keeps throwing a misfire code first 1,000 revolutions. I have aftermarket coil packs. I was told by one mechanic that I need to use Motorcraft ignition coil packs. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not.
Yeah, I don't think that that's necessarily true. The companies that make aftermarket ignition coils should be doing a good job of that, and they should interface with your Lincoln just fine. It could be defective. That certainly could be the case. Or sometimes it's not the coil at all. Sometimes there's a carbon track that has built up on the spark plug or on the boot that covers the spark plug. There's a whole bunch of other things that could cause a misfire besides the ignition coil. So I think the right answer would be to get some diagnostic work done on that It's not a big deal to get in there and inspect what's going on. You know it's cylinder number four. And so to get in there and check all of the components involved would probably turn the light on and they would know what to do to fix it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, for those folks that maybe would like to come and visit you, and I know folks do that no matter where they live, you get the customers from Iowa, I think, as well. Yeah. They come from all over. But seriously, if folks want to get their vehicle ready for winter or just get regular maintenance done, whatever the case may be, how do we find you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, do just that, Denny. Come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Finally, how do we keep mice out of our cars, so a texter says?
keep mice out of your garage would be that, or wherever it is that you store your vehicle, and don't give the mice any food or anything like that in your car. That's a great start. And then there's aftermarket things. There's certainly traps, that you can set in your car. You can bait the mice and trap them.
There's mouse magic, too. Mouse magic.
Right. And then there's chemicals that will deter them from, like mouse magic. I've seen some people use those laundry dryer sheets. They'll put those in the car, things like that. But I think if you do a search on the web, you'll find a whole bunch of people that do this for a living, and they make a living at it, and they want to sell you something that will probably work and do the job for you.
Yeah, and good luck. All right. Dan, thanks so much. We'll talk again next week. I have another show next week. So have a good week, Dan.
Sounds good. Thanks, Denny.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Stay tuned next for Jack Farrell's Wine Chat here on News Talk 830 WCC.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.